Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. What is the concept of exchange? It's the same as selling and buying. Because when you exchange silver with gold, what is this? This is selling silver with gold. So money exchange falls under the same category. The Prophet said that Islam, it has to be hand by hand, on the spot, which means that if I deal in currency, I have a money exchange shop, you come and say, I need 1,000 euros. And I work my calculator and say, well, this would cost you $1,200. So you say, okay, I agree. So I say, okay, give me 1,200. You give me the $1,200. And I say, okay, come after half an hour and I'll give you your 1,000 euros. And here is a receipt. Is this permissible? It is not on the spot, this is haram. And a lot of the time we do this on personal basis. I come back from UK, I have £100. My friend is going to UK tomorrow. He says, okay, how much you sell it for me? I say, I'll give it to you 600 riyals. He says, okay, khalas, agreed. Here is the 1,000 riyals. I'll send you a check tomorrow, or when we meet next week, inshallah, I will give it to you. He's my friend, he's my brother. Is this permissible? This is not permissible, it is forbidden. And this is very important for us to know. Sisters, do this. And I get so many questions. A sister says, I have a necklace that I like to get rid of, and my sister has a bracelet that she wants to get rid of. So I will take hers and she will take mine. Is this permissible? I says, no. Sheikh, she's my sister. So even if she is your sister, riba still applies, even if she's your mother. Therefore, the issues of exchanging of silver and gold, you have to be very sensitive. This is one of the major sins in Islam. One of the sins that Allah pledged to fight, to wage war. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. This is a notification of war from Allah Azza wa Jal, whoever deals in usury. Also, scholars give another example, and this example is also applicable, though we tend not to pay attention. If I have a 500 rupees bill, and I come to you and say, Akhi, I need, break it. I need smaller bills. So you take your wallet, say 120, 300, okay, I have 450. I don't have 500. This is okay. Give it to me, I will take the 50 tomorrow. Permissible? Again, Sheikh, what is wrong with this Sheikh? The hadith is clear. It has to be hand in hand. So if you're breaking it, and to smaller bill, it has to be on the immediate side. As otherwise, put it in your pocket and tell him, give me the 450, inshallah. And tomorrow I will either give it to you 450, or you will bring me tomorrow 50, and I'll give you 500. This is considered to be borrowing, exactly. 500 by 500, 450 by 450. Rather than exchanging and holding something back, this falls under the things that one should avoid. We open the floor to your questions. Okay, first question, and this was long awaited for. Yes, Akhi.
Sheikh, when a woman goes to the jewelry shop and she wants to get rid of her old jewelry, and now she goes to the shop and says, I want to get rid of the old jewelry and purchase a new one. And he sells the old jewelry and takes the money in an agreement that I will purchase the jewelry of the same amount from your shop only, because he will not give the money back, because he says that if you give this old jewelry to me, then only I will give you the new jewelry. He won't agree for the money.
This is considered to be a trick. This is not permissible, because such binding condition means that actually he took the old gold, gave the new gold with extra money. So this is not permissible. It has to be two separate transactions. The first transaction, buy the gold from the woman, give her cash money in her hand, and she has the free will whether she leaves or whether she stays and buy from you. If you say, yes, I'll do this, but providing that you buy from me, this is not applicable nor permissible. Yes, Akhi.
Sheikh, when we spoke about riba al-fadl, the three conditions that which are to be fulfilled for any commodity to be considered under that is consumption, that we weigh it and then we store it. If suppose, you know, due to the modern technology, we can store certain, you know, eatables for a longer period of time, it can be stored. So will the ruling change on such commodities?
No, the ruling does not change because Islam talks about what is applicable for all times. So if you can store strawberries in refrigerators for 10 years, for example, again, this is not applicable. It's not considered to be part of the riba types because Islam talks about something that is applicable 1,000 years ago and 1,000 years in the future. We, alhamdulillah, are privileged to have this technology, electricity, refrigerators, etc., for the past 150 years. But this is nothing compared to the times and the lifespan of civilizations. We cannot be sure that the oil would last for another 100 years and then we will go back to square one, where people have horses, no laptops, no smartphones, no batteries, no plastics, no petrochemicals, nothing. So Islam applies what is suitable for all times and all places. Likewise, can we say that this boy belongs to that fornicator because we did the DNA and it proves that he's the father? So he takes the name. The answer is no. Islam says it has to be through marriage. And if they're not married, even if the DNA proves 100%, this is not applicable and it's not called after that person, and Allah knows best. Yes, Akhi.
Asalaamu Alaikum, Sheikh.
Sam.
My question is regarding if I give somebody money, I lend money to my friend, suppose 10,000 bucks. So he returns me after a few months. Because I've helped him a lot, so he gives me a gift, not giving a money because it's considered as riba, extra money. So he gives me a gift. So does that gift regarded as a riba?
Now, this is not riba. The Prophet said, alayhi sallam, the best of you to pay off debts in a kind way are the best among you. Meaning that as long as it's not conditional, Akhi, I need 1,000 euros from you. Okay, here's 1,000 euros. But you know that when you pay off the debt, the Prophet said that you have to be kind, huh? So, yani, remember me. So this type of attitude when you give a loan is not permissible. If you give a loan to help your brother, after 5-6 months he comes and gives you the 1,000 euros and he gives you a pen or 100 euro or a voucher to eat free in a restaurant, this is Jazakallah khair. No, this is riba. No, this is completely permissible. And it's completely advisable so that people would have the confidence in giving others loans, but not anticipating that I will get something in return because this is haram.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Salam.
My question is that yesterday we studied that if there are 100 conditions, so it doesn't make a halal thing haram. So in this, the three reasons that it can be consumed, stored, weight, these are also conditions which make the other rice, eggs, which could be halal, haram. So what is the reason when the Prophet...
First of all, the conditions, my friend, that we mentioned a few programs ago, were in selling and buying. Meaning that I'll sell you my car on the condition that you would not sell it. On the condition that you would not allow black people to come on board. This condition is haram. It's neither in the Quran nor in the Sunnah. And it's not your right to control what I own. This is different than when we say that these conditions, meaning these criteria or these qualities or these the characteristics for something to be included within the four categories of riba. These are the characteristics. What are they? They should be consumed, they should be stored, and they should be weighed or measured by size. How do we know this? Scholars say that they all agree. These six are not only isolated. Definitely, the Prophet ﷺ did not say six, and that is it. No, whatever shares with them the same reason, the same concept, falls under them. And that is why we considered money to fall under gold and silver. Whether it is paper, whether it's coins, anything that we exchange for things is considered. Likewise, it has to be measured by size or weight. It has to be consumed because these four, they share this thing. And that is why they give it as characteristic, not rather as conditions in sales. Last question. Sure.
Presently, the gold prices are at zenith. And paying in cash, I mean, and taking the cash to the goldsmith is highly vulnerable and amount being big. So is it possible that we pay by check and ensure that the check is passed by having to ensure that the signature is proper, the proper balance in the account, looking to the current scenario, is it possible?
No, it's not the same. What guarantees do you have for a check? No guarantees. When I sign a check and I give it, that's why the majority of shops would never ever accept a personal check. If you go to the hotel and you sign for your stay in personal checks, do you accept? No. If you go to a shop, because I cannot verify. If it's a friend to a friend, yeah, I know you, I can come back to you. Only a draft, which is authorized and authenticated by a bank. You go to a bank, you give him 1,000 euros and tell him I'd like a draft check. So they give you a draft check with their stamp. This is equivalent exactly to money because this is guaranteed to be payable to anyone who has it. So this, inshallah, has the ruling of it. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.